In this video, we want to look at the URL tab of page properties. And this is really looking at document aliasing. Let's start our demonstration by creating a new page. And we're going to do this within the services area. And I'll call the page My Page. And because we're really not going to do anything with the page, we'll just use the empty template. And we'll go ahead and save this. So as you can see, I've created my page, and if I wanted to surface this, I could do that by going to Kentico CMS services/mypage.aspx. And you'll see that I have my page now available. Where the real power of things like document aliasing comes in is if I go into properties and select the URL tab, I can enter an alternate document URL path. This gives me the ability to surface different instances or different pages via unique URLs. So for example, I want to surface this as test/test1. And what I can do once I save this off is, as you can see, we surface this page via the services area. I can go ahead and now surface this using Kentico CMS tests, and you can see that we get the same page surfaced. The nice part is that once I'm done with this, I can go ahead and delete it and then hit save. Well, certainly for things like SEO, we want to make sure that we always keep these aliases around, so that people may have bookmarked to it or it may still be available. So Kentico by default will always remember these aliases. We do have the capability to add pretty much unlimited amount of aliases. So if I wanted to add this on marketing/my test, we could create a new document alias, we could save it, and then we could once again surface the same page by copying this in here and then putting the .aspx. And as you can see, the page then becomes surfaced. What's also nice about this is as this starts remembering the different aliases, it also remembers things like the URL extensions. So I could, if I wanted to, surface the same page on a document URL of mymarketing/page1, and then I could surface it as a .jsp page. And what this will do is it'll give me a couple of choices. One is if I flip back over and we'll go ahead and surface this first as an ASPX page, and then we can also surface this as a .jsp page, and this will actually rewrite the URL and then understand what the request is and then serve the page up. So as you can see, there's a lot of power available within the URL's rewriting capability.